Welcome to Triangle Capital Corporation's supplemental earnings podcast for the quarter ended September 30, 2016. The purpose of this podcast is to provide investors with easy access to important publicly available information regarding our results for the quarter. We hope you will find this information and its audio presentation useful. We also hope you will participate in our quarterly earnings call scheduled for Thursday, November 3rd at 9 o'clock Eastern Time. Please note that the safe harbor statement made at the beginning of our earnings call also applies to this pre-recorded segment of our earnings call. During the third quarter, we generated total investment income of approximately $27.4 million compared to total investment income of $28.4 million during the second quarter. The decrease in our quarter-over-quarter total investment income was primarily related to a decline in non-recurring portfolio company fee and dividend income during the quarter. During the third quarter, portfolio company-related non-recurring fee and dividend income totaled $1.6 million as compared to $2.6 million during the second quarter. From a historical perspective, a normal or typical amount of non-recurring fee and dividend income ranges between $2.5 and $3 million per quarter. During the third quarter of 2016, interest expense and other financing fees totaled $6.8 million, while compensation expenses totaled $4 million. During the second quarter of 2016, our interest expense and other financing fees also totaled $6.8 million, and our compensation expenses totaled $4.1 million. General and administrative expenses totaled $900,000 during the third quarter of 2016, as compared to $1.2 million during the second quarter of 2016. From an efficiency ratio standpoint, with efficiency ratio being defined as total G&A divided by total investment income, our third quarter efficiency ratio was 17.6% compared to our second quarter efficiency ratio of 18.7%. Annualized compensation and G&A expenses as a percentage of average assets for the third quarter of 2016 totaled 1.8% as compared to 2.0% during the second quarter of 2016. Net investment income for the third quarter is $15.8 million or 42 cents per share, as compared to $16.3 million or 49 cents per share during the second quarter. In terms of bridging our 2Q 2016 net investment income per share to our 3Q 2016 net investment income per share, our third quarter net investment income per share was reduced by approximately 5 cents due to additional shares in our share count from our July 2016 6.7 million share equity offering, which raised approximately $129 million of growth capital for the company. As previously mentioned, non-recurring fees and dividends from portfolio companies were 3 cents per share lower during the third quarter as compared to the second quarter. Investment repayments lowered our NII per share by 4 cents, and new investments generated 3 cents per share of NII growth. Finally, SG&A was 1 penny per share lower during the third quarter as compared to the second quarter. During the third quarter, we recognized net realized losses totaling $11.2 million, primarily related to a $16.1 million realized loss on our debt investment in BFN Operations, LLC, partially offset by gains related to the sales of certain equity securities in 4 investments totaling $4.2 million. Our investment in BFN Operations, LLC, was already valued at zero from a fair value standpoint, and therefore the realized loss did not affect our net asset value. Finally, during the third quarter, we recorded net unrealized appreciation across our investment portfolio of $3.2 million. As a result of these events, our net increase in net assets resulting from operations during the third quarter totaled $7.9 million. On a per-share basis, our net increase in net assets resulting from operations during the third quarter was 21 cents per share. Our total net assets were $619.4 million as of September 30, 2016, and our net asset per share was at September 30, 2016 was $15.33 as compared to $14.82 as of June 30, 2016. Turning to our investment portfolio, as of September 30th, we had investments in 86 portfolio companies with an aggregate cost of $987.3 million and total fair value of $947.7 million. As of September 30th, the weighted average yield on our outstanding debt investments was approximately 12.3%. The weighted average yield on all of our outstanding investment, excluding non-accrual debt investments, was approximately 10.5%. During the 3 months ended September 30, 2016, we made investments totaling $88.4 million, primarily comprised of three new portfolio company investments totaling $83.9 million. During the quarter, we experienced portfolio company repayments totaling $53.1 million, primarily associated with three portfolio company investments, which were repaid in full at par, totaling $45.3 million, as well as certain other partial repayments. As of September 30, 2016, the fair value of our non-accrual investments was $19.5 million, which comprised 2.1% of the total fair value of our portfolio, and the cost basis of our non-accrual assets was $38.1 million, which comprised 3.9% of the total cost of our portfolio. During the quarter, we placed our one investment, on PIC non-accrual status, our $16.1 million investment in Women's Marketing, Inc. From a liquidity and capital resources perspective, as of September 30, 2016, we have approximately $375 million of liquidity available to support future investment opportunities, which is comprised of approximately $168 million of cash on hand and over $200 million of availability under our senior credit facility. This concludes our pre-recorded statement for the period ended September 30, 2016. For additional information about TCAP's third quarter 2016 results, please see the Investor Relations section of our website. We thank you for your continued interest in Triangle Capital Corporation.